This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Faculty members at Western Illinois University are pushing the Board of Trustees to increase salaries for the university's workers, and they're using the board's own words as justification. Those words appear in Western's strategic plan. It says, quote, Western Illinois University's highest priority is to increase faculty and staff salaries to meet and exceed the mean of peer institutions, unquote. But the administration's current contract proposal for faculty calls for a 3% pay cut, plus up to 8 furlough days, which is equivalent to another 4% reduction in pay. During the Board of Trustees' most recent meeting, Educational Studies professor Jim LaPrade told trustees there is a lot of tension on campus and in the community, and morale is at a low point.
And particularly, when we're talking about salary reductions for faculty and staff, and when we look around the state and we see that institutions like NIU and SIUE are actually talking about faculty increases or staff increases to salaries, that's very disconcerting.
A total of 9 faculty members urged the board to stick with the priority of increasing salaries. Amanda Diven is an associate professor in the Department of Health Sciences and Social Work. She fears employees will leave for other opportunities if Western salaries don't keep pace with peer institutions and the rate of inflation.
And that's going to have an impact on the town, on all of our students, on everything that we do.
Several of the faculty members pointed to the 2-year state budget impasse as contributing to the problem. State funding to public higher education was scarce during the impasse, which ended when lawmakers overrode the governor's veto to approve a new state spending plan 3 months ago. It still shortchanges higher education. Western state funding will amount to 90% of what it received before the budget impasse. University President Jack Thomas said he heard every word said by the teachers, and he said his administration will do the best it can to make sure Western is a great place to work.
Know that we love and care about the people here at this university. We love and care about Western Illinois University.
Later in the meeting, the Board of Trustees approved its recommended operating budget for Western. It includes $1.5 million for salary increases. That's for the fiscal year that begins in July of next year. But board member Stephen Nelson cautioned this is just the first step in a long process. The amount of state money Western ends up getting will be decided by the legislature and governor, and he's worried about the role politics might play in the state's budget planning during the next year.
With 2018 being an election year, there may not be a budget until after the election in November of 2018.
Non-unionized personnel are required to take up to 8 furlough days this fiscal year. It's the third year in a row they've taken furlough days. In addition, teachers gave up a pay raise last year and deferred 3% of their pay. The union representing faculty and staff has been in talks with the administration for the past year on a new contract. The negotiations have yet to produce an agreement, and the talks are headed to mediation. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.